This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really know how to talk about this, but we need to talk about toilet habits.
Okay.
Wait, you ordered your second bidet.
My second bidet is on the way. I wasn't going to tell you.
Haven't gotten it yet.
You did?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I ordered a Tushy.
Oh, that's what I have.
I know. That's why I ordered one.
All right.
So now second room in my house, I had to get Biscuit. Tushy's about the only company that has Biscuit.
Nice. Yeah.
Because my other one's a Kohler, but it's white. So it's a white bidet on a Biscuit toilet, so it's just kind of like,
yeah, I get that,
off putting. But that's the one in the like my primary bedroom, so like nobody but me gets to see it. It's real sad.
Well, maybe, you know.
Hey, if you're hot and you want to come over and shoot some water in your butt, they'll be like, it's off, the color's wrong. Anyway, so no, what was I gonna say? Oh, there's a stat out. I'm a multitasker.
Yes.
I hate doing one thing at a time because I just think it's so inefficient. Like the other day I was watching, my daughter made me watch one of the new Dexter things.
Hmm.
And I worked on my taxes while I was doing it.
Oh,
that's not a good, understand you're multitasking, but like you don't always do it in good ways.
The weird thing was I hit pause. Maybe I was watching Reacher. It was something on Amazon. I might've been watching Reacher. I hit pause and the ad that came up was, hey, TurboTax will do your taxes while you're streaming. And I was like, you damn Skippy. And I got my laptop out and it was just like, well, it worked.
Oh, you were influenced by the ad.
Yes.
To do it. Oh, okay.
And I was just like, let's go. So it, like, you can do two things at once.
No, absolutely. But I'm just saying yours are always not the best because you will watch The Office while driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the car is mostly doing the driving. Anyway, here's the thing. There's a stat out that people whilst on the toity are brushing their teeth. Now, it's a small percentage of people, but I was just curious about this room. Does anybody? Because I brush the teeth in the shower.
Like, and do you still use an electric toothbrush?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah. Why?
Where do you put the?
Put the what?
Do you keep the toothbrush out of the shower when you're done?
Yeah.
Where do you okay,
yeah,
so it doesn't stay. No. So you bring it in with the when you go into the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It just feels
dangerous.
No, but I cut my fingernails in the shower.
Okay.
That's fine.
With the toothbrush?
Well, no, I use the, like, I do everything in the shower.
You just keep, okay, but you bring everything in or do you leave?
Yeah. Well, no, I bring them in
the nail clippers.
Yeah.
You just leave them in the shower?
I left a fingernail clipper in the shower so long it rusted out. So now it has to go in and out. Right.
I would not brush my teeth on
you
the
would
toilet.
Not, you would never.
I cannot multitask brushing my teeth. Like, I've tried to brush my teeth and like plug my phone in at the same time. And it's impossible. It's just impossible. Because you need your two hands to do stuff. And while you're holding the brush, because it's electric.
Do you have an electric?
Yeah.
Then you just hold it on a tooth and let it go.
Yeah, I told you guys this.
Okay. I know. I still do. I move it around a little bit.
You have to keep your hand on it, right?
Yeah, but then you can't plug your phone in with one hand.
No, that's what I'm saying. The little, it's too hard. I need something.
Use a MagSafe. I just drop it. Oh, there.
I don't,
charging.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Okay. It's not, you have a MagSafe phone though,
it's
right?
A different tax bracket.
Okay. Like. Listen, you.
Speaking of.
Everybody's phone has it on the back now. You have that.
Yeah, I don't have the charger for it though.
Oh my God. Okay.
So I have an extra one in my desk. You can have it.
Oh, thank you.
Does anybody in this room do anything while pooping?
No.
Is my question.
TikTok. watch TikToks, so not making any for that. Let me clarify.
Tell everybody your TikTok handle just became real interesting. Here's Aaron. Like, I find, like, you say you do nothing. So you don't brush your teeth because it's too much of a distraction.
Yeah.
You can't even plug your phone in.
Right. So, but what, and it feels like you don't want to be brushing your teeth. There's stuff in the air, like if you're using the toilet, right? That's not a clean place. So I wouldn't want to do any cleaning.
No, I agree, but at the same time, you're sitting on it, so it's closed off.
Do you sit with your legs?
Yeah, I don't man spread.
I'm trying to think of how I sit when I'm...
Okay. Please don't.
Do you have a squatty?
No.
You need one. Everybody needs
one. I do.
One. I'm about to buy them.
I might get a squatty and a bidet. I think, yeah, I've been influenced.
Wow. Nothing like having your feet up and just a car wash right underneath you.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. So, but you're saying, like, TIAC had this aversion when we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, ew, God, don't do anything while you're going potty. Mm-hmm. But you don't think being on your phone counts.
Yeah, I don't think it counts. I think that's just a given. If you're on your phone, everyone's on their phone while they're on the toilet.
That's disgusting. If you think there's matter in the air that would get on your toothbrush, isn't that getting on your phone?
Yeah, it is, but I feel like the point...
You didn't even stop. No, right? You get to go, yeah, it is, yeah, but...
Your phone is always filthy. There's always stories. Your phone is like the dirtiest thing you own.
Because you're never, on it on your...
Because
we
never clean it. While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm trying to inject a mint flavor into my mouth, not any other flavor or scent that might be in the room. That's
right,
the difference.
Okay. I'll give it to you. I'm not going to brush my teeth. I'm not one of the 3% who brushes whilst I'm pooping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I don't think you should be on your phone either then. If you're fecal matter averse, as I think we all should be.
Okay. That was valid. Good.
Then
text in if you're pro.
If you're fecal matter positive, like, no, then like, don't you understand that you're contributing to the problem? You're the reason everybody's phone is gross. Because you're doing something on your phone. You shouldn't have, you should just be hands-free. Like, because then you're taking...
You're way more of a psycho if you're not on your phone. If you're just genuinely
in... If you're just doing what you're there to do.
Yeah, you're just in the water closet. You're just like, I'm here.
Just go in there, get it done, and get out.
No, that's not a time for meditation.
Even before phones, or like if you accidentally leave your phone outside, you grab like the shampoo bottle and you're just reading.
Yes, exactly. You got to do something to kill the time.
Why is there?
Just sit there like a dead-eyed idiot, just staring at the wall while I poop. That's ridiculous.
You only do that when you're drunk and you have no idea which way's up.
How come you don't know when you're gonna poop?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't go in there.
No, I'm more like you, truly.
Like, I don't go in until the contractions are very close together and my gravy has broken.
Okay, I hate when you say that.
Yeah, just, you're cutting it way too close. I am
cutting it close, but it's, for an accident. That's the magic of it. Then I don't need a shampoo bottle.
You're all cocky until one of those times. It just takes once.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.